Last track, track number five in the five most essential tracks. And like I said, this could be one of your own tracks if it were to be like, all right, if there's one song that represents us as a band the most, yeah. And you have a large, rich body of songs.
Do you know, the thing about this song is that, I mean, I think as a band, why do you get into a band? You know, yeah, if you're boys, because you want to shag girls and drink lots of beer. But there's also a part of you that's like, you want to be led, you want to be one of the bands that made you want to be in a band, you know?
Yeah,
want to have like a legendary song. And I think that every band should have a few songs that have influenced music or influenced stuff or songs that they're really proud of. And, you know, like, you two got a whole album of it. You know, David Bowie's got a whole album of them, you know. So if, as a band, if you can get like a cup, two or three of those songs, and that people can go, yeah, that was a world-class song. And I think that that's what happened with Hedonism. And I think the band favours Charlie Big Potato.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's just one of those songs that, you know, yeah, that song slammed it. It was very different. It was very original. It really sums up the sound of Skunk Anansie. Yeah. It still sounds fresh to this day. You know, it starts with drum and bass. That still sounds good. Either drum and bass has just got stale and never moved on. It still works.
Yeah,
you know?
I still hear new drum and bass songs every now and then. And they still sound like, yeah.
It still sounds fresh. It's just one of those things.
There are a lot of different musical styles. If they were to come back in a new single, you think, this is vintage, or this is
old rock and roll or something like that.
Yeah, but with drum and bass, it's fresh.
Yeah, and so it was probably one of our first electronic kind of rock tracks that we did. You know,
we also with the violins.
We recorded that in New York with a 56-piece orchestra. And those are the days when bands had money. But I always remember this because it's just the song that I remember how we wrote it. It was Ace, wasn't it?
We were exiled for a little time. We had a little problem with our record companies and things like that. Oh. So we disappeared and we went off to Portugal in a house. And we lived
in France.
We wrote it in Portugal, we recorded it in Poitiers.
It's a bit like the Rolling Stones back in the 70s.
Yeah. So we disappeared and we went to this little house in the mountain in Portugal, and we were writing loads of music, right? And then we got ran out of ideas. And Skin said, right, okay, we've all got to go off for an hour and got to come back with one piece each, right, to inspire a new song. So we went off and I went for a swim and I came back, and when we came in, he said, right, everyone play your bit, and I played that riff, and everyone goes, right, let's write a song, and that's how it started.
I remember something different about this. I remember where you got that idea from. You were because I remember this precisely. You were in a hotel reception walking past, and the fax machine went da 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 da.
I made that up.
I've been telling that story for 20 fucking years. And you made that up.
We were in Italy, right, in a hotel in Taormina, right?
I will never believe anything you say ever again.
Yeah. And we were in this hotel, and I went in, right, and I had the same thing. I had like room, bed, and breakfast for like 2 weeks. Yeah. And so when it printed out, it went cha 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 cha, the same thing. It's like a rhythm like this.
Yeah.
And then the next day we were doing an interview. Yeah, we were doing an interview, and we'd done so many interviews at that time. I was so bored of this repeating the story about this song. They said, how did the song come up? And I said, I was in the hotel and I heard this machine going off from my bill, and I made the story up.
My God, I'm on the floor. I thought that was the coolest thing ever. You are such a friggin' liar.
It came from the swimming pool in Portugal. That's where it came from.
You're one hell of a storyteller.
You know what? I'm going to be checking everything you ever say from now on. I'm going to double check it. Because I've been to... I thought I had the coolest guitarist in the country because he thought of that from a fax machine. No, you're not cool anymore now. You're full of shit. You can't take it back.
Well, on that note, on that bombshell, this was 5% Trek starring Skunk Anansie, the band who might not want to appear on stage after this.
We just broke up.
You recorded
the moment Skunk Anansie broke up.
I don't know whether to be very proud or very sad right now.
I'm very sad.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
Great stories, great songs.
Thank you.